I'm still trying to digest this kind of Dhamma and just being a lay minor practitioner. It's kind of hard for me to really put all in words, but it sounds like right mindfulness really kind of boils down to choice, whereas, well, mindfulness in general, choice. So back to the anger, for example, you through just awareness, you acknowledge that you were angry, and the mindfulness involved with that is the wrong mindfulness, the memory of what caused the anger. Right mindfulness is kind of recognizing the suffering that your anger is causing for yourself. And so exerting the right effort to change the conditions of your mind to go towards more wholesome states.
Right. Well, I think also what it is also recognizing that mindfulness has this function of being aware, alert, attentive, and open to choice. But then it's also helping to integrate the aspects of effort and discernment so that those are, they have different names, but they have to work together. And I think that's one of the functions of mindfulness, is giving a template whereby these different aspects can be attended to and then help to integrate. That's it. But I think one of the things is we tend to, when the nature of say of definition, when we try to define something, naturally ends up limiting what its spectrum of possibilities are. So then, I think it's helpful to reckoning, okay, when we try to get our mind around something, we're defining it, but then we also have to not hold it too tightly so that we can see the possibilities that are implicit in that as well.